Relations. For consciousness to experience itself, relationships are required. Without them, no experience. We can begin with the obvious, the three dimensions of space, length, width, and height. Three relationships that together create a navigable system. Three variables. Infinite positions. What is the equivalent in consciousness? That which remembers. The place of the play. That which is. The present and presence. That which experiences. That which becomes. Movement and change. If you remove memory, only forgetting remains. It becomes like drawing in water. Remove that which is, and only absence remains. Something happens, but no one notices. Remove that which becomes, and only stillness remains. Frozen moments. If the relationships are forgetting, absence, and stillness, what remains can no longer be mistaken for being human. Consciousness does not move through time. It is time, seen from within. Opposite worlds. Science says that time is the fourth dimension of space. Turn it around. If consciousness has three dimensions, memory, presence, movement, what is the fourth dimension? Space. Consciousness and space-time are reflections of one another. Neither is primary. Neither is complete without the other. So what truly exists? Not consciousness alone. Not space-time alone. What exists is the meeting between them. Experience. Neither inside nor outside. Neither subject nor object. Only the relationship itself. You cannot derive the projector from its own projection. Every attempt to do so leads to the other model. Something to be expected from something born from unity, but experiencing through separation. We have the outer world. We have the inner world. In the same way that two eyes create depth perception and two ears create stereo, something emerges that one eye can never see when we combine these two. The difficulty is getting there, because they are two worlds with opposite ways of functioning. In the outer world, you can chase knowledge. Write it down precisely. In the inner world, understanding must come to you. It cannot be held. Two poems to show the relationships. The dance floor. The room is empty, with an atmosphere of anticipation. A man walks in. His body becomes an extension of the music. The steps become dance. Music fills the room. Glasses clink. The atmosphere is alive. The fireplace. The fireplace stands where it always has. A fire burns within it. The logs crackle and pop. Shadows dance on the walls. Warmth spreads through the room. It is one thing to observe the fire and say, "I understand. The flame belongs to the fire, and fire is warm." It is something entirely different to realize that it mirrors something within yourself. I am the fireplace, the flame, and the warmth. The observer. We are used to experiencing time linearly, a line from past to future, measurable, scientific. In the inner world, time is not linear. It is simultaneous. A brief recap. That which remembers is the same as the past. That which is the same as the present. That which becomes is the same as the future. The three are not passive. They shape one another in constant motion. Memory feeds in ideas about what you have been. Future feeds in ideas about what you will become. Both shape the present, that which experiences. The present sees through two filters in constant motion, an ongoing negotiation between what was, what is feared, or what you hope for. From these three, the narrative of who you are is created. And yet, something is missing. None of these parts knows that it exists. The past does not know it is the past. The future does not know it is the future. The present does not even know it is the present. And yet you experience them. So what is it that sees the relationships? It is the observer. Not an ego, not an identity, not the story of who you are. Only the gaze. None of the three can do it. Only that which stands outside them. And yet, if you try to see the observer, you see nothing, because the thing searching is the thing being searched for. The forgotten meaning of the Trinity. Humanity has rediscovered the same structure again and again, in myths, in religions, in symbolic systems. The Father, that which has been, memory, origin, that which carries. The Son, that which is, presence, the living, that which experiences. The Holy Spirit, that which becomes, movement, that which connects and renews. Humanity saw the structure, but mystical understanding cannot be handed to the masses. It cannot be explained. It must be experienced. So the structure was dressed in something people already recognized. A father, a son, a movement between them, family, hierarchy, the concrete. It was not necessarily a lie, perhaps only a well-intentioned translation. But translations always lose something, and what was lost was direction.
When the inner is placed in the outer, the story can be distorted. What pointed inward began pointing outward. What was meant to liberate began to control. Same structure, different language. The eye in the triangle appears on banknotes, churches, and old buildings. Ironically, many have begun associating it with dark forces, control, and secret societies. Intuitively, you may understand why. When people forget that the eye is their own, they begin searching for authority outside themselves. But truth does not disappear. It only hides beneath layers of stories. The true story is not found in a book. It exists in consciousness, before the stories. And because consciousness is the foundation, the source itself can never be overwritten by lies, nor can it ever be fully told. A story is always smaller than what it tries to describe, a projection of something greater. That is why it can only be read with your gaze turned inward. But the last thing humanity learns is to search there. Stories die. Empires die. Identities die. The gaze does not, and it never belonged to any of them.